Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for this beautiful day. His grace and His mercy has brought us together again. You know, it's nothing but His grace. It's not because we've been so good. It's not because we've been so faithful. It's not because we've done everything right. But it's because of His mercy and His grace, His love and His goodness. He's allowed us to be together again, and I thank God. I thank God every time we can come together. It's nothing but His blessings that smiled on us. How is everybody doing? It's good to talk to you. It's good to be in your home, place of business, or wherever life may carry you. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks, and I'm excited about what He's doing in us. Yeah, I really, really am. We got a word for you today. And, you know, like last week, it was like, I felt like, okay, let's make sure everything is in order. You know, sometimes when you kind of straighten up or, you know, kind of do housekeeping and you want to make sure things are in order, just double checking, okay? Last week, I wanted to double check and make sure things are in order in our hearts, okay? That we don't take God casual, okay? I don't want us to take God as just any old God, you know, any old. You know, now there are gods. People make gods of a lot of things. People make gods of other folk. But there's only one holy God. And reverence. The people make gods of stuff. They worship cars and they worship this and they worship that. But I wanted us to remember that the Lord is holy. And we're supposed to reverence Him and make sure that we understand that it's only by the grace and His mercy that we can talk to Him and have a relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. The blood that Jesus shed on Calvary gave us access, y'all. Gives us access to God. And I'm very thankful for that. And so with that access, it gives us reverence. And so I just wanted us to remember that. And He is with us all the way to the end of the age. And I'm so thankful. Yeah. It didn't happen by chance. It took a sacrifice for us to have this relationship because man was cut off from God. Because of sin. But it took a sacrifice to connect us back to the Father. It took blood to be shed. And the only one that could shed His blood, innocent blood, was Jesus. And so we must have that reverence in our heart for God the Father. And never forget it, the place that He stands holy and righteous. Yeah. I just kind of wanted to make sure that we understood that. And it's a love story. He loves us so much, y'all. He loves us so much. Yeah. You see, Jesus shed His blood for us. And then we have this relationship with Him through the Holy Spirit. He keeps us. He assures us. His Holy Spirit comforts us. His Holy Spirit strengthens us. And I just am so excited. And then we grow. We learn and we grow each and every day. We grow. So we do have a word from the Lord today. And before we go further, I just want to ask God to bless this message. Father, we thank You for this time You've given us, Lord. Thank You for each and every listener of Your word, God. Thank you for those that are doing your word and striving to please you. Thank you for those who are just trying to help one another, trying to help others, walking in the way, walking in the things they've learned. Lord, thank you for those who are striving to please you with their service. Lord, I pray that you would bless your gifts to manifest in their lives, Lord. Those who have the gift of healing, those who have the gift of prophecy, Lord, those who have the gift of helps, Lord, different kind of gifts. I pray that those gifts would manifest in their lives and that they would use them, those gifts, to your glory, to win others to you and to build up the body of Christ. Lord, I pray that you would bless those in hospital rooms, Lord. I pray that you would bless the homeless. I pray that you would bless those who don't have nothing and those who don't have what they need, those who are out on the streets and don't have a home. Lord, I pray that you would meet the needs of your people and provide not just for those that's in our vicinity, Lord, but for those all over this country. Okay, Lord, I just lift up those who are stand in need. And Lord, I just pray that you would bring peace to the land. Yeah. Bring peace to the land. You will watch over us as we strive to do your will. Lord, I pray for healing and wholeness. Those who are sick and afflicted. And then I lift up those who've lost loved ones. I pray for comfort. I pray that you would bless them to have peace in their hearts. Bless families to come together as one. We thank you in advance for all you've done and all you're doing. Help us to continue to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The title of our message today is Raising Our Expectations. Raising our expectations. What do you expect from God? What would you really want from God if he can give you anything? He said the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. What would you give to him? And what do you want from what do you want from him? Yeah. Well, our message is going to come from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 33 and 3. Let's go. That's Old Testament. Okay. You're going to go hit the middle of the Old Testament. You're going to go through Psalm. You're going to go through Job and Psalms. You're going to get to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 33 and 3. All right. This is Jeremiah 33rd chapter. Verse 3 is our key verse. Let's start at verse 1 and get to verse 3, okay? It says, while Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came unto him a second time. Now, that's notable, okay? The word came to Jeremiah a second time, okay? Verse 2, this is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Okay? Now this is our key verse, verse 3. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Okay? Call to me and I will answer you. And tell you great, other versions of the Bible might say incomprehensible things you do not know. Yeah. God wants us to have a relationship with him. And you know that relationship, I tell you, he could blow your mind if you allowed him to just let, if you allowed him to show you things that he wanted to use you to do, show you places he wanted to take you. it would just blow your mind.
Yeah.
Too often we settle for much less than what God wants to do through us. What's he want to do through you? He's grown you up, and teaching you all these things. What does he want to do through you? What's the work? We read in Jeremiah, let's see, Jeremiah 32 and 27. Let's go over one verse, okay? Jeremiah 32 and 27, it says, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, I am the Lord God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is anything too hard for me? And then we say, what's your answer? No, no, of course not. No, no, Lord. Nothing's too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for God, who made the heavens and the earth and everything that it contains, in the seas and the oceans, the skies, the winds, rain. Nothing's too hard for God. If anybody asks you that question, what's your answer? No. I mean, it's an immediate no. Yet, when we face difficulty, when we face situations, we begin to qualify our belief in God and lower our expectations of what God will do. Yeah, when we face stuff, we get worried. Some of us might even fret. Some of us might even go into depression when we face hardship. What about losing your job? Through no fault of your own, now you're unemployed. What about losing your home? Through no fault of yours, now you gotta find a new place to live. When we face difficult situations, we begin to qualify our belief in God and lower our expectations of what God will do. Yeah, we all face hardship. We all go through stuff. But don't lower your expectations of God. You raise your expectation. You say, well, Lord, I don't understand it. Lord, I didn't do nothing to cause this. So this got to be part of your plan for my life. Help me to follow your plan. Help me to raise my expectations. Yeah. Help me to not look back on myself and what I can do. Because see, if I look at myself, I see problems. And if I look at myself, I see weakness. If I look at myself, I see limitations. Help me to not look at myself, but look at you. And see that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Help me to look at you, God. When we face difficult situations, we must look to God. Yeah. It's one thing to believe God could perform a miracle in the Bible. There's a bunch of miracles that the Lord performed. It's proof and it's evidence, and he did it. Yeah. Yeah. Over 1,000 years ago. And then we can believe that God performed a miracle in the life of somebody we know. Yeah. Yeah. But it's always a different situation when it's us, personally. What about when it's you personally? It's a different matter. to wholeheartedly believe God can do anything he chooses to do in our lives. That's a different story. We can believe God can deliver, he can heal, he can bless, he can restore others. What about our life? When God speaks to us, what we do next proves what we believe about him, regardless of what we say. You can make your mouth say a whole lot of stuff, but when God says, I want to use you for this, or I'm going to use you for that, and what is your answer? Or are you going to run away from God? What are you going to do? Yeah. When God speaks to you. God revealed to Moses his plan to orchestrate the greatest exodus in human history. The slaves, the Israelites, they was going to be leaving. No longer slaves. No longer. They would be leaving cruelty. They would be leaving abuse. They were going to a land promised. Rich in honey, beautiful land. God revealed to Moses his plan to orchestrate the greatest exodus in human history. And he wanted to use Moses to accomplish this. Yeah. Moses responded by arguing with the Lord. Does that sound familiar? Moses was overwhelmed by what he heard and began to make excuses for why he could not participate in God's activity. He made excuses. Yep. I know you know some of us make excuses. I've made excuses, and I know you've made excuses too. Let's go to the book of, Exodus. Yeah, Moses would have readily acknowledged his belief in God's power, but he didn't believe that God would use him. He believed that God was able, but he didn't think that God would use him. Why would he want to use him? Yeah, Moses' argument with God limited his ministry for the rest of his life. Because he came up with all these excuses. Why you want to use me? Why would you use me? And that limited his ministry. He didn't get to go into the promised land. Let's look at Exodus 4:13 through 16 first. Let's see. Exodus 4:13. Look at verse 13. Highlight this in your Bible if you can, okay? Here's verse 13. But Moses said, oh Lord, please send someone else to do it. Oh Lord, please send somebody else to lead your people. Yeah, verse 13. Exodus 4, verse 13 says, but Moses said, oh, Lord, please send someone else to do it. Verse 14 says, then the Lord's anger burned against Moses. And he said, what about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know he could speak well. He is already on the way to meet you. And his heart will be glad when he sees you. Verse 15, you shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you. Okay? God set it up for Moses. He uses Brother Aaron. He says he'll speak to the people for you. And it will be as if he were your mouth. Moses was worried. Moses said, you can't use me. I don't want to go. I can't do this because I can't even talk to people. God said, well, what about your brother Aaron? He'll speak for you. Yeah. But see, Moses showed so much doubt when he said, I can't do it. You got me wrong. Okay. Verse 15, you shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. Verse 16 says, he will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. Yeah, yeah. Verse 17 says, but take this staff in your hand so you can perform miraculous signs with it. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, Moses pleaded with God to let him out of his mission. After all, he says he wasn't a good speaker and would probably embarrass both himself and God. But God looked at Moses' problem quite differently. Yeah. 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 God made his mouth and he would give him the words to say. It's easy for us to focus on our weaknesses. But if God asks us to do something, then he will help us to get the job done. He really will. Do you sense? There may be more that God wants to do through your life. Do you sense that? Do you know that God wants to use you in so many ways? Can you sense that? What have you been experiencing? Ask God to show you what it is, and then be prepared to respond in faith and obedience to what he is telling you and for what he's showing you. Doors are open. Doors will be opening that was always closed, or ways will be made. God is constantly speaking to us. He wants to have this relationship with us. Please raise your expectations. Raise your expectations. It's not for always somebody else. It's for us. It's for you. It says raising our expectations. What does God want to do in your life? Does he want to use you to win your family? Does he want to use you to go to this state or go out of the country or go to this place and speak to the people or do this or to help or to start ministries or to start groups, taking clothes, taking supplies to areas where the need is great. Maybe he blessed you to have some money to buy 5 dozen eggs and give it to 2 families or 3 families or 4 families. Just some eggs to help them to get through the next week or so. Raising our expectations. Moses had a whole lot of excuses. And when we face situations, we begin to qualify our belief in God and lower our expectations of what God will do. Please don't lower your expectations of God. It's a shame that Moses never got to enter into the promised land. That's a shame. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one thing to just believe God can perform miracles in the Bible. Over 1,000 years ago. But what about 2025? And it's not about political leaders. It's not about local leaders and this or that. It's about us. What are we doing? Have you lowered your expectations of God? Don't treat God as that, as though he's far away. He's right here, right with us. And there's no good thing will he withhold from us. Yeah. There's so much to be done. And we can't always leave it up to somebody else. You know, when we look at our government, when we look at how things are going, things are happening. Things are changing. That's just life. And a lot of things are happening that are out of our control. That's just life. But one thing I know, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. Don't be depressed. Don't be dismayed. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't have doubt. Moses did not get to enter the promised land after all of that because he doubted, because he put a limit on God. Don't put limits. He will do great and marvelous things if you just allow him to work in your life. And you know what? It's going to be just beautiful for your family, for your friends, for your coworkers to see the great things that's happening in their family because you started it. The great things that's happening on the job because you started it, because you dared to trust God. Yeah, you might start a little garden. And now that garden, God touched that garden from a little bitty spot to grow and feed neighborhood. People come over to your garden to get vegetables and fruit. Don't limit God. Raise your expectations. The words were spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. Says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and incomprehensible things you do not know. God wants to use you in a mighty way. Don't settle for much less than what God wants to do through you. He is the Lord God, and there is nothing too hard for him. I know you know that's right. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks, and we're excited about what God is doing. We're on Facebook, and if you get a chance, look for Donna Evans on Facebook every Sunday morning. We have a message for you. And then we got Trinity Talks, our website. You can go on and hear other messages. I'm excited about your growth. Continue to uplift the name of Jesus in your daily walk. Until next time, this is Pastor Donna Evans. Grow in God.